Yeah, happy Thursday, everybody. Happy Thursday, and welcome to Change Lives, hosted by yours truly, Deontay Burton. We got an awesome show planned for you guys tonight. Today, we're going to be talking about something that I want to have a discussion, because a lot of times, you know, if you go to any kind of setting where you got groups there, you got your barbershop, beauty salon, things like that, people are always talking and giving their strong opinion on certain things, but they think a lot of times that what they believe in is the truth. And what I want to have a discussion today, because far too often people's opinions are driving a lot of things around the world instead of just anything being fact-based. So the nice discussion we're talking about, because you believe it, does that make it right? All right, because you believe it, does that make it right? Okay, what's going on? See everybody coming in. Sam Gararar, please forgive me if I mispronounce your name. We got beautiful Barbara to you. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, appreciate you tuning in. Right now we're streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Twitter. The call-in number is 678-740-9894. Again, 678-740-9894. Let me put this in on the... Again, this is Change Your Lives, hosted by yours truly, Deontay Burton. Don't change lives. We talk about motivation, personal development, parental development from a black male perspective. Before we get started, I want to say what's up to my awesome producer, DJ Lab.
What's going on, brother? It's Thursday.
Yeah, man. I want to apologize to everybody about the technical difficulty.
Yeah.
It was not Lab. It was me this time.
They ain't need to know all that. You know, but yeah, we did have a little technical difficulties, but we here.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Hope y'all, you know, waited on us, and y'all ready to go too.
I ain't crazy. Every time I try to be proactive and get stuff in, I just find some way to jam it up.
That's what all of us, brother.
God,
that's what all of us. I do it all the time. I said, I'm going to go ahead and get this done, and something else I missed because I'm so concentrated on that one thing.
I be damned.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Say what's up to my other producer, Slick 316. What's up, Reek?
What's going on, Reek?
And we got in studio guest, my baby boy, Will B.
That's right.
What's up, Will?
Hey guys.
My baby boy studio with us today. He's here with Pop. But yeah, today I want to talk about, because you believe it, does that make it right? Because, you know, all the time, you know, just here being in Atlanta, and what happened the past couple of days, we just signed Kirk Cousins, who's, I don't know how many years Cousins been in the league. He's over 10 years, 35 years old. And everybody was going crazy because they wanted Justin Fields, the Chicago Bears quarterback.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody's going crazy. We shouldn't get this guy here, and they gave him a 4-year, $180 million.
Whoa,
and everybody's
whoa.
Going, well, you know, NFL contracts are a little different. I think they gave him $90 million guaranteed.
Uh-huh.
But NFL contracts are structured different way. You know, you may get pretty much most of it on the front end.
Uh-huh.
All of it may not necessarily come to him, but you just have way to structure it.
That's still a lot of zeros.
Well, I will say this to that point. What a lot of people are saying, and I think it's because it's an unpopular white guy in the city. As opposed to you got the local guy, Justin Fields. But the guy has, I think the 10, 12 years been in the league, thrown for 4,000 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's probably been one of the most prolific quarterbacks. You know, it's a proven commodity. You know, just.
Right, proven. Proven his worth.
And I was just sitting there looking, I listen to people talk, and I think more of their opinions are based on emotion instead of anything fact-based. So that's why I want to talk about this in regards to that. And we got a lot of other subjects we can pull from it. But when I was listening to people talk, they were like, well, we can put people in the stands. We can do this, we can do that. I mean, shit, I'm tired of losing.
Right.
You know, I don't want to, you know.
Right.
I brought a 1-3 in the playoffs. Like, hell, we haven't even went to the damn play. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
So right,
I just love to get an opportunity to go, man. And
do it that way, right?
Exactly, right. Man. But it was unique to just hear all these different opinions.
Right.
But people really believe the way they feel and the way they think is just true facts.
You think about how the political landscape is and how people want to push their beliefs on you, on the way you live life. Like, think about that, how they want laws passed because they believe this. They think everybody should be this way.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, people's opinions are really based off the experiences they have in life.
Right.
You know, and I know everybody think they're smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I think everybody... A lot of people think they're well-traveled.
Mm-hmm.
And they well versed. Like, yeah, well traveled, well versed, but they really ain't seen too much, right? You know, in the grand scheme of things, to even make certain opinions. Because, you know, sometimes when you can go to that level, just say what we're talking about with the NFL, there's a whole business dynamics and the mathematics dynamics that the average person wouldn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in essence, sometimes you're not trading people, you're trading contracts and money and okay. Where things got to work out. Uh-huh. And that can be based off the actual money they're getting paid and the length of the contract. So all that stuff got to work out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of times I don't think people realize a lot of those people that are actually doing that kind of stuff, your Harvard, Princeton, Yale grads,
uh-huh.
You know, sitting behind the scenes working for those NFL teams.
Right, bringing, making them numbers work, right?
Yeah, so you know, it's real cool and everything we're doing that. What's up, Brayden? What's going on? I see Brandon tuning in. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Man, I'm sorry about starting late, y'all. I just knew my ass was going to be on time later. My girl said, tired for the damn party.
Right.
You know. But, again, this is A Change of Lives hosted by yours truly, Deontay Bird. Remember to call in number if you want to add to the conversation. It's 678-740-9894. And again, I want to have this conversation mainly because people have those strong opinions and they have an issue sometimes presenting facts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times those are, people realize those two distinct aspects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you feel. Because I talk about this a lot in regards to people have these strong opinions but that they think are actually out of facts.
Right.
And we know we'll go into a little deeper in regards to facts in regards mm-hmm. to, you know, these things.
People could convince themselves that what they believe is true.
Yeah.
You could convince yourself that, like, you can convince yourself of anything. I mean, your mind telling you that it's right. I mean, that's just the way things go.
Well, you know, shit, be real with you, lay out here. That's like sometimes people, you know, you heard the old head say sometimes you believe a lie long enough, you think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you keep repeating a lie long enough.
It becomes true.
It becomes true to you.
Right.
You know, and those kind of things, I don't think people really realize
mm-hmm.
that they're doing. And again, I think there's a lot of other factors that come into it, especially that personal experience,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, you know, we were talking before, you know, just you mentioned about the political. Right now, it's naturally everybody, you know, we got election year
mm-hmm.
going through it, and everybody was saying, who you want to vote for? Get rid of Biden, do Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing good up under Trump. We had this, we had that. And at the end of the day, were you doing good because of Trump, or was it coincidental?
Right.
I mean,
he just happened to be in
there. Yeah, you know, and what was it, maybe some things that were maybe affecting you locally. I think a lot of times people feel they were doing better because they were getting damn
PPP loans.
PPP and stimulus checks and shit.
They were getting them stimmies.
Yeah.
We had a guest in say, she voted for Trump because Trump gave out them stimmies. I said, yeah, but that was during the pandemic. he had to keep the economy going.
Well, to that point, Trump didn't give it out.
Right.
Congress gave it out.
Right.
You know, but that goes back to what I was saying before. If you don't really know how things go, you really, you know what I'm saying? It's just really who push it. You know, and unfortunately, everybody's not going to really just dig deep to try to be well informed.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, what comes on YouTube, because you see it all the time.
All the time.
People have a stream, you have guys like, hey, you want to stop cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Eat this liver fruit. The liver fruit originated in Africa.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You see this old fruit with bugs uh-huh. and stuff. Yeah, I ate it for a couple of weeks. You see the guy with pictures.
Uh-huh.
You know, they were all dying. Next thing you know, they all built up with abs and shit. Just eat the liver fruit.
Right.
If you want more information, call 1-800-LIVER-FRUIT. You be right. In there shitting for days.
Then somebody on TikTok be like, you know, I tried the liver fruit.
Yeah.
That's why y'all not y'all sick. Y'all coughing all the time because y'all don't eat this liver fruit. I got the liver fruit from Africa. And he don't tell where he learned it from.
Yeah, still got cancer. And now you got the runs for a week or two.
Right. On top of
that. And you out of $400. Right. You know. But because you see these compelling stories mm-hmm. and everything. Social media has done that to us. Now, social media has taken away people's desires to do any kind of research. Mm-hmm. You know, people really weren't trying to look at stuff before, right?
Right.
But, you know, it was at one point when you had Google, people would, okay, let me just pull it up.
Let me Google it. Right.
But now if you got it, if the information can go down your feed or whatever, mm-hmm. now you just see that, well, that sounds more interesting. And, you know, what it comes down to a lot of times is, from a sensory standpoint, what make you feel better?
Right.
You know, if I tell you how to do something and it requires 5 to 10 steps, mm-hmm. and then you turn around and say, hey, quick and easy, just do this. You ain't got to bother that. Mm-hmm. They're going to be more inclined to do that because right. it's the easy way to get to a point, right? We is a lot of time by human nature, we always want to go, what, to the path of least resistance. Exactly. So people are not going to try to push forward mm-hmm. to try to do certain things, you know. And I think that's probably what we had with a lot of stuff when we start thinking about how we feel and how we believe in stuff, mm-hmm. right? Because, you know, this presidential election is going to be unique.
Because it's going to be real different.
Yeah, and it's probably the least, I think it's going to be, it's going to be pushed more with emotions than any where mm-hmm. people not trying to even look. People don't really try to research anything.
No.
I mean, it's no kind of fact checking or whatever with doing it. And again, I'm not, you know, this show or any one of my shows, we don't necessarily push who you should or shouldn't vote for. Mm-hmm. But I'm always pro, hey, look, find yeah. out. You know, you got to believe what Pooch say. You ain't got to believe what Labs say. Mm-hmm. You just, we give you the keys, tell you where you can look up the information there. But more folks don't want to do that.
No, and right. then you think about when they do research, they tend to research things that goes by what they already believe in. Mm-hmm. Just like when they watch news or get some kind of news sources, we tend to watch news sources that already are going to push what we believe in. So we're still not getting any research. Yeah. We're just going with the status quo.
No objective, nothing at all.
If I believe that Pucci is going to rob me tomorrow and I find a news source that say Pucci is robbing folks tomorrow, I'm going to believe that, even though I might be sitting here going, well, why is Pucci robbing folks? Because he got this business, he got that over there, but I've already, you know what I'm saying? The news had told me, and I'm thinking.
Think about a couple weeks ago, Cat Williams was going all on, you know, we were going to rant on Club Shay Shay. And you sit there and look at even a platform like Club Shay Shay, mm-hmm. where Shannon Sharp is talking. I think he does a good job where he actually gets information on people mm-hmm. from a timeline standpoint to say, mm-hmm. you did this, you did that. But what happens is, when he gives people opportunity to talk, unfortunately, he's great. He got the platform, but he let people talk. Mm-hmm. People reeling off their opinions mm-hmm. as facts,
and erasing his journalism.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Well, you know, damn near everybody they got a podcast in their damn journalist now, and
everybody getting a podcast too.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. And we in a world again, people don't necessarily, you know, do any kind of fact checking mm-hmm. or even try to just, you know, not you got to refute everything somebody said, but like, mm-hmm. hey, man, where you get that from? Mm-hmm. Feel, you know, well, because you know, a lot of times when people can't explain a certain response, that's when you get a lot of backlash and name calling. Mm-hmm. You know, because you might say how you feel about something, and because another person doesn't feel the same way, well, brother, tell me, explain it. Mm-hmm. I ain't telling you a dumb ass name. You're right. A coon. You're this. You're that.
Well, that's like, go research for yourself.
Yeah, or like I said, we just having a conversation. Right. You said what you said, I said what I said, and I can just tell you, I said this. What's going on, LTA Radio? Shane had me all confused last week with all that savvy publicity PR. I couldn't get that out of my mouth right. last week. But that was, you know, when you ask a person, hey, man, this is where I'm coming from with mm-hmm. this. Why do you feel that way? Mm-hmm. And because that person can articulate. They may actually even have an idea, mm-hmm. but because they can't articulate it, now we got all defensive and everything mm-hmm. going haywire. And what I was at a middle school yesterday talking with the kids. That's one of the biggest things I was just trying to get the kids to think about. You know, as you grow, and I think a lot of time with adults, we don't really get our kids to really think. Mm-hmm. Think, process, reason, do anything like that. We just teach them do.
Just go with it.
And they have no idea of the how to do. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And when you don't have the how to do, a lot of stuff really just ain't going to get formulated right. Or people just jumping all over the place. And whichever way they kind of maybe get to a certain destination, they think that's the only way or the best way
to do it.
Yeah. Well, try it this way. I'm like, I don't know. I had a teacher yesterday ask me. He said, you talk to the kids and stuff. The way I usually do it, I talk about myself 5-10 minutes. I open the floor to ask mm-hmm. the kids. And I will say this, guys. I would, anytime you got a chance to talk to younger people, give it a try. Mm-hmm. I go to at least 2 schools a month. But it's always fulfilling to do that because, again, Fatwa people always talking about giving back, mm-hmm. you know, judging younger people, but they ain't doing a damn thing to actually help. Right? Mm-hmm. So I always just, if you get an opportunity to go to anywhere and speak with them and stuff, you know, give it a try. Anytime you can get an opportunity to do that, if you ever have to do it, give it a try. Yes, there's some crazy ass kids out there, and I ain't gonna lie about that with doing that. But there are also a lot of bright kids, and it was real cool to see kids sitting on the edge of their seat, clinging to your words. Mm-hmm. And you had the power to sit here and just put some stuff in them.
Right.
With that said, it's something we talk about a lot on the show, and that's that blind influence. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by blind influence, you know, like I know, there's a lot of people that's gonna believe Poochie.
Right.
Without questioning,
right.
And that's a lot of power Poochie year with doing that, right? Mm-hmm. So when you are in those type of position, and again, we're talking about because you believe it, does that make it right? A lot of times people, because they want to seem smart, they want to push a product, they want to push a service, mm-hmm. want to sell something, or, you know, just present themselves in a certain way, they'll say certain things. Mm-hmm. What's one of the key things when people talk and they say certain things, how they believe something, what they talk about it, you know, what one of the first, the main things they never state, and I'm very, very careful about this, my damn self, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Nope. People don't necessarily want to say, in my opinion.
This is my opinion.
Yeah, that's how I'm straight up. And I guess that's, I more so do that in regards to being an accountant. Mm-hmm. There's so much damn liability with right. running your damn mouth without, so it's kind of ingrained in me, but the average person, they'll just state how they feel, how they think about a certain thing.
I do it with this podcast, when I have certain podcasts and they be running out stuff, and I say, well, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, because you can say my opinion that, you know, if you say somebody look ugly, you say they ugly in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, or, you know what I'm saying, if that's your opinion, but just having a general conversation, I don't know if I ever say it in my opinion, but...
Well, you think about it, because most of the time, the average person doesn't have a liability.
Right.
So it's not really a big deal.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, like I know things that I say mm-hmm. can cause liability for me. Not right. on this show, but just in general.
Right.
And so, but with that said, when we start talking about that blind influence, people just say, well, hey, this is what y'all should be doing. This is how people feel. I see videos all the time. Even when, you know, you see the ones, Congress... the House women, man, not Congress, the House women voted on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Banning TikTok. Right.
And, you know, and if you know a law, still got to go between the Senate. And I don't even know all the dynamics in regards to how much they're going to restrict it,
right.
how much whatever,
right.
and we're doing it. But with that said, there were a lot of response videos. And mm-hmm. I seen one lady saying, well, they don't want us to do it. They're trying to change this law because we're making money now. We're not going to these jobs anymore. And that's why they're trying to do it, because people are making all kind of money on TikTok. And I'm sitting here like, sister, stop that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stop that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know people out here making money and all this other kind of stuff with doing it, but it's only a small margin point. Of people
right.
that are making
1-2% money. 1-2% of yeah, people yeah, on here are making money off that thing.
Exactly.
Because the criteria to get to making money is so yeah. high, they make it so difficult. They're not going to make it easy. Like, they ain't going to be like... You get two subscribers, two followers, you can start making yeah. money. That don't work that way.
And never heard video. Did I hear one time say, well, Congress has laid out these particular reasons. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah. She just said, well, this is what they trying to do, y'all. Yeah. And I'm just like, you out your damn, you know. And just think about, it was so many people listening. Because she was pretty. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, this is, you know, she talking about right.
Right.
Because the only thing I do is go to the comments. Damn right. That's what they always trying to do.
Comments tell you yeah. everything you need to know about and this country. Like,
it can't yeah. be that many damn dumbass people in the world.
It is.
But it is no kind of facts. Mm-hmm. It's what she thinks. Mm-hmm. And again, don't know the lady, but from what it seemed to me, mm-hmm. she had no kind of intel mm-hmm. that came from the House. To say,
she woke up and said, you know what? Yeah. You're making too much money out here.
Exactly.
They want us to go to jobs.
Did you see any kind of bullet points in regards right. to these are the particular reasons why they want to do that, right?
If that was the case, they would do YouTube, Instagram. I would do all of them, because you make money on all of them if you do them right.
Well, to the point, I just don't know. Mm-hmm. She damn sure don't know. But she, like I said, when we talk about tonight, because that's what you believe in, mm-hmm. do that make it right?
Right.
And far too often, we got too many people that do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm and again, this has changed lives. Host by yours truly, Deontay Burton. When I add anything to the show, feel free to call in 678-740-9894. Again, the call in number 678-740-9894. Again, we're streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Twitter. And the main hub is the Changing Lives YouTube channel. If you Google Changing Lives, hosted by Deontay Burton, you see the blue man icon come up. Mm-hmm. Hit that, subscribe to the channel, take advantage of all the over 900 videos that we have currently on the YouTube channel, okay? I remember growing up, man, just, you know, my granddaddy raised me, and I remember just some of the things he used to say.
I was just about to get to that. And my grandparents used to always have opinions about certain things.
And I'm going
to
keep this at you, man. I got to do a video about this, too. But the thing my granddaddy said, I'm sitting out there, I'm probably 8 or 9. Shit, I might be a little older. Maybe 10, 12 years
okay.
old. And that Falcons drafted Deion Sanders. Mm-hmm. And these old heads sitting around. And, you know, we're looking at the TV, looking at the flow model, looking at, you know, the TV, right? So he's sitting there with all that young arrogance, saying, you know, I'm ready to get paid. This, right. that, and that is Jerry Curl and Jerry. And I remember my granddad and his buddies, and it's crazy here now I think about it, but they was really believing this. Like, you know, where in the hell they ought to pay that nigga that much money?
Right.
And I'm just saying, like, these were like 5 or 6 men.
Right.
Hell no. Why they gonna pay that nigga all that money? Uh-huh. You know what I think about now? You ever know Django?
Uh-huh.
When Samuel when, Jackson. Yeah. When he walked out, right. Hey, why that nigga on that nag? Why is that nigga on that nag? He is on that nag. Why is that nigga on that nag?
Right.
And I'm just saying, love my grandfather. Grandfather was probably the most impactful person in my life. But he definitely couldn't see. That was possible.
Right.
That a black man could make that kind of money. Right. And he was really, he you know what's funny? And that's why I say it goes down to your vantage point of your experience, experience in life. He didn't even think about all the money these white folks were making.
Right.
Owning the team, selling tickets, right. all this other stuff that they were making. It wasn't even a kill. But just to see this room of men, now as a child, I'm hearing it. I'm too young to have an opinion on it, right? Right. But I remember vividly all these grown black men, yeah, damn real, made no damn sense. Why that nigga gonna make all that money?
Right.
And I tell you what, that was a popular damn opinion during that era. Mm-hmm. Because again, it just wasn't like.
It wasn't.
Yeah, they couldn't even process.
What year was this?
This was 88, 89, when I think he came in. It was
still
the late.
Basketball players making money like that, black basketball players.
Shit, they probably think the same way then. I'm being right. Oh, no N words. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Reek.
The only sport that wasn't up there is, you know, baseball when it came to playing black players back then.
Well, no. They weren't talking about playing.
Uh-huh.
Paying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When it came to paying black players.
Well, you know, Jordan didn't get that big contract, that $30 million. I think that was like 93, 94. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're doing it. But this was just, this was Atlanta, Georgia, this Fulton County Stadium. Mm-hmm. Like, man, it was blasphemous. It wasn't, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
To do that. But it was just the culture. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were just really, they couldn't see that. And they were just, they felt that. And it was just so unique, man. And, you know, sometimes you could just look at it like those guys were lost. But it was just how that was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when people really, really believe something, that just was a fact. Mm-hmm. I don't think nobody, and I thought that just, a personal opinion.
Right.
They'd have been adamant about
it.
That was just it. You couldn't, they couldn't see it. I remember just them talking. I remember granddad's buddies talking, man, he'll never be a black president. Mm-hmm. Like, they couldn't see that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And to his defense, I think a lot of people thought that way.
A lot, yeah.
You know?
My grandparents thought that way, too.
And it could be that they feel like it could be from the dynamic that it may be that they didn't feel like a black man deserved it, or we never get an opportunity, or whatever, to do it. Wouldn't be fair for them to do it, to get it, but it just wasn't even
part of
it. You couldn't even process doing
it. The part they died, and how they thought.
Now, here's the thing about it. The danger spot is, you got a little young Poochie hearing this, right? And so, you know, I'm hearing this and stuff like that. To my credit, I ain't never had no limitations on
right.
me. Right? But I know everybody ain't like me.
Right.
So you hear stuff because when we're younger, typically our OGs, family members, and parents, those typically the most influential people.
Yeah, and I like that. That's the people we're around
exactly.
most of the time.
Exactly. So when you hear that kind of stuff, think about the impact now generationally doing this kind of stuff. And then when the kid get out there and talk to their friends, you saying this other kind of stuff.
Same thing.
And it's amazing how things just kind of stay ingrained with people. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I want to kind of just really have that discussion, because I don't think, and guys, feel free to add to the chat if you have any kind of situation where you maybe feel like, okay, you feel a certain way about something, but you just wonder now, like, man, is this something refutable? And I ask people this stuff all the time, because one thing I think right now where we're in a funky spot is like parenting.
Because
you have a lot of people that really do feel like their way is
the right way.
And I've seen sometimes where people, believe in corporal punishment. Some don't. You have a lot, especially in this day and age, not just even with feel like you can do a smarter job as a parent. They got a lot of laws in place.
Mm-hmm.
You can't whoop your kids in public and do certain things with them. And people may be reluctant,
right,
to do certain things, right? So that's one of the things people talk about a lot.
Mm-hmm. Think about when we were raised, and I just want to go back to our parents and grandparents, my grandparents for me. We talk about Deion Sanders and how they didn't think he should get paid. But not only that, the beliefs on their remedies, their home remedies, the way that they, when you got a cold, they felt that, drink a hot toddy.
What were you saying about the guy with a...
Put the Vic Salve on your chest. Right.
We start thinking about that, and that's social media.
And they literally thought these things were the right way to, like, they had no proof of it, but since their mama did it, now they gonna do it. And that's just the way it goes. It's just something they're saying down. What they say, put a onion in a sock and hang it over the dough if you want your man to come back. Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Some of the home remedies have worked and everything, but for the vast majority of the time, a lot of times people had to do it really because that's the only option they had.
Right.
They weren't in a position to actually afford healthcare, afford right. medicines and things like that. But to your point, where the social media aspect,
uh-huh.
folks got cures for diabetes, cancer, and stuff like that. And you're like, okay, I'm going to take this, I'm going to take that. But it's like when you're on your damn deathbed, you don't even give a damn really if the doctor shoot battery acid in.
Right. You just want to feel better.
Because I never got into, eat the pork, don't eat the pork.
Right.
And Capucci eat everything.
Right.
And so I never get in that too tough, but people say, well, you can't do this, you can't do that. But you be like, I can definitely tell you probably get pulled up some labs on you. Everything's still sky high.
Right. I mean, because people really believe the way that they believe things. And you talking about eat the pork, think about vegetarians. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, yeah, you don't eat meat, but you still ingesting the pesticides that sprayed on the vegetables. And they're like, nah, that's not worse. They really believe like we everything we eat and have is chemicals in it, regardless of how you try to navigate, unless you're growing your own.
My grandfather, 88 years old, and like he said to me a month or two ago, Walt said, I eat everything. He said, just don't eat a lot of it.
Right.
And Walt said, while we're here working as a plumber, 88 years old, moving around, just staying active.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I eat anything. He said, you just don't eat a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just living proof. I ain't never seen him push for it from pork, beef,
right,
or anything, right? And I'm I know everybody got different lifestyles, but one of the key things, everybody got different hereditary traits, mm-hmm. whatever built up and everything. And I don't think the vast majority of people, especially African Americans that I know, mm-hmm. right, they really aren't, on top of going to doctors, getting physicals, and doing certain things like that. So a lot of times it's based off how they feel and what they know, mm-hmm. right, or what they know from their experiences.
Right, right.
Not necessarily
right.
from what they actually got some proof in front mm-hmm. of them. But that's what I want to talk about tonight, because far too often that's really what guide a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
If something working, like, man, Poochie lost a lot of weight, man, he did right. this, that, and that. I'm gonna try that.
Right.
Because you seen success with it.
Right.
But it might just work from Poochie. Pooch might have tell you went to the other doctor, got a shot in the butt, and died.
Right, yeah.
But they Ozempic.
Got some Ozempic.
Yeah, Ozempic. I got a little Ozempic in the butt.
Right, right.
They didn't tell you about that.
He's walking around the track to make you think that's not what happened.
I'm getting a shot every month in my booty.
Right.
Making all the, making everything burn off and stuff like that. But folks don't, again, like that path of least resistance, mm-hmm. He do it, I know him, so he can do it. That's
I can do it.
Exactly, right. Man. But it was It's very interesting looking at that. Again, this is Changing Life, hosted by yours truly, Deontay Burton. Tonight we're talking about, because you believe it, does that make it right? Again, because you believe it, does it make it right? Mm-hmm. Feel free to call in, add to the conversation, 678-740-9894. Again, that's 678-740-9894. An interesting part about yesterday, and I forgot to just bring that up, was one of the teachers asked me, he said, hey, what are the top three business? I don't know where the hell he, I don't know.
Where he get?
I'm in L.A. saying I'm an entrepreneur.
Right.
But I know this Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I know everybody.
Everybody on the business. Man, everybody, we all got LLCs.
You know, and I ain't knocking nobody or nothing like that. But I'm sitting there, you know, I'm going to be straight up honest with folks, mm-hmm. right? And so the teacher asked me, he said, give the top three business ideas that any kid could do right now. And your top three, if you were saying this would be the best thing for you to do. I said, man, I don't think like that. Like,
right.
You know, you want to go cut some grass, go cut some grass. You want to just do, you know, go do stuff.
Right.
I said, but when you really want to just get in the business, you need to really figure out what you want to do. Like, right. This ain't no fruit. I don't look like this no lemonade stand or nothing like that, you know. Right. And what dawned on me then was, man, in his mind, this is something kids can do.
Right.
Or whatever. Right. That ain't how business go. This ain't a game, man.
Right.
I mean, I can be very honest with you. I'm 100% self-employed. I can make the wrong move or two, and I'm going to hold my pants up with my shoestring.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Real right. talk, lad. Right. And if I don't do certain things, I don't get the money. If I don't get the money, I can't pay my bills.
Right.
And so when I talk to children or anybody, entrepreneur, young or old, I start with the pre-stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to do you mind talking to people? You don't like talking to people. You might not want to get in the cell.
What you like to
do? You need to work on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are things you need to do because, you know, a couple of young ladies, they were big. I want to be real estate. I said, you like talking to people?
Mm-hmm.
How you going to sell? Now, you can do stuff that's not necessarily requiring selling, like leasing and stuff where you may work now. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority, I know, want to sell houses.
Yeah.
But they don't like talking to people.
Right?
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you ain't got a little get up and go, a little hustle bustle in you, if you don't know how do y'all want to go talk to strangers? Do y'all want to get out here and work with doing it?
You
want
to show 10 houses to people, might not get sell one?
Exactly.
Right.
So I get to talking like that. So why am I going to sit here and tell a kid to do this, that, and that? Know who you are first.
Right.
You know, I'm big on that. Know how you are. You know, I ain't going to tell you. If you want to get out here and try things in life, try it. I'm full believe in that.
Right.
Try. I ain't talking nobody out of nothing. But if my children to tell you, like, look, you need to be realistic about how you are.
You know,
and I gave the scenario. I said a lot of times, you know, would be an entrepreneur at any level. That if you know, starting off, you got a job anchoring, or you full 100% in it. I said, I always look at it. When you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to go in business. Now, if you just want to sell some, you know, some things on the side or doing that, that's some side money.
Right.
That ain't no business.
Yeah.
You know, again, you know, I ain't trying to sit here and whatever, but, you know, doing it, and I encourage it.
It can grow to a business. But
well, what I'm just talking about in regards to actual business, well, you know, risk and things like, you know, what you bought, you want to do this, that, and that. And again, let me change that. Let me stop. That is a business.
Right.
Let me stop. Right. That is a business. But what I'm saying, that's more of just make a little additional side money, right? But what I wanted to just talk about is somebody in there. Someone got a question?
Because of Diamond Parks.
What's up, T? What's going on? Appreciate you tuning in, cuz. What I try to sit here and just say to people, when you look down going that road of entrepreneurship,
mm-hmm.
be honest with you, it's just kind of like you planting some vegetables, something in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to plant some seeds. You're going to water it.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and check everything. Till it. The garden up, plant the seeds. Water it. Keep monitoring. Keep making sure no bugs or no weeds and then go in. Keep checking on it. And hope at some point in time, sun sprout up.
Right.
And even when it sprout up the right way. It don't die, don't fall apart, no bugs get on top of it then. And you can nurture it till it turn to a vegetable or fruit that you can eat.
Right.
That's a business.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing all this in a time of, from the inception of planting it till when you actually get the fruit, mm-hmm. that might be a month or two where you ain't getting no money.
Right.
And I'm looking around, how many of y'all can actually be working like that on something 2 or 3 months?
Hard.
And don't get any money. And they looking all like, I mean,
I need to get my business. Right.
That business.
Right.
Right.
And you still got to sustain the business.
Hey, lad, we went 3-4 years with this right here before we got a dollar?
Yeah, 3-4.
Come on, man.
So grind it out every day.
Exactly. But so many people, tune in. I had a phone call the other day, man. My man, he called me today. Yeah, show him before. He called me, yeah, man, I'm going to do that with the video. I'm going to get on this YouTube, make this money. I'm like, bro. Money don't come like that no more. And right. I said, no, nah, it ain't. I don't know what the hell are you thinking.
Right.
But I will sit here and say, like, no, nah, man. But because he believed that, that's what it was.
Right.
And unfortunately, to what you mentioned earlier, what we just listened to Poochie.
Right.
Poochie had some success.
Right.
With doing this. He ain't hearing what I'm saying. No, I ain't got
what
one.
You saying what he wants to hear. The path of least resistance. He wants Poochie to say what he already believed. Yes, you can do that. Lamb. Go ahead and do that. Knock that out, bro. That's good.
Lamb, ain't got one New York dollar. Ain't got nail. But instead of just telling me what was going to happen.
Right.
And I'm just sitting here like, it don't matter what I say.
He already has his mind made up.
And that's the thing about when you start talking about when people just believe stuff, they don't want to sit here and just question it. Mm-hmm. Man, come on, dog. You know what I mean? That's it. Like you said, reality
and perception.
That's it.
And those are can get muddied if you believe perception.
I asked the kids. I said, let me ask y'all a question. I said, when you see when y'all going out here and y'all see these restaurants at a line right around the corner, y'all think they making a lot of money? Y'all think that your owner's doing well?
Yes.
I said, why? Because they got people buying their stuff and doing this, that, and that. And I told them, I said, when you go into business, when you're an entrepreneur, I don't even want to use my words, but it's my opinion. When you're a true entrepreneur, the first thing we look at, we see opportunities, but the first thing we look at is cost.
Cost.
How much is it going to cost me? Mm-hmm. And if I do this with the amount that I know that's going to cost me, can I sell enough of these? Can I do enough of these or whatever I got to do to cover that cost back and bring some money back to myself?
Mm-hmm.
That's how entrepreneurs look at stuff. They don't necessarily look at, man, it's doing good. They'll see something having activity.
Right.
They'll see success. Well, perceive success, things going on. But the first thing, question is, how much
is going to cost me?
Yeah, how much is going to cost me to make a dollar?
Right.
And when I was telling the kids, I said, they all realize, you see their business, they got a line right in the corner and people want to buy some of them chicken wings and go in there and get certain service. But you don't know what their lease agreement is, lease amount is. You don't know what they're paying in payroll. You don't know what they're paying in insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if they have vendors that are supplying their food that are super high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got inflation going on.
Mm-hmm.
Wings don't went from here to here.
Right.
Right? And all the costs, we're doing certain things. So now people are really just struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're pulling in, me being an accountant, I see the other side. I see people going in their 401k, pulling out money to keep this on. I see people pulling from their personal job. I see people losing stuff, losing the house and the car. I done seen it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the perception, getting busy. I always say, don't get traffic and fuel profits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened a lot of times. People see certain things and like,
Chief Remo say potential demand. Potential demand.
And that's it. People think, okay, cool, I can do right. this. I can get in this particular business. Everybody's doing it. But they have no idea what it costs to make it. And once you start doing certain things, and it take out even the monetary cost, just the time cost, the human sacrifice that you got to have away from, that you're giving up from personal time, away from yourself, your family, and things like that. People really just don't know what kind of sacrifice comes along with it. Mm-hmm. And if you have even made the money to cover the cost, you be like, man, for all this stuff I done gave up, man, I ain't got $5.
I'm not even breaking even.
Hey, and I'm just, and you won't know it till you get it unless you got some real honest people with doing that. But that's one of the things, like, I was just trying to get the kids to understand. Mm-hmm. Like, look, don't get that. I know y'all listen to your parents, y'all look at YouTube. This be on boss.
Right.
Smoking cigars.
Don't look at the little guy
who
toy reviews making $27 million a year.
Oh, man. You know,
that's not going on no more.
Right now, man, you know, what is this? Women's History Month, women.
Uh-huh.
Women, you know, man, you know, these sisters going, they got
Oh, they got their T-Days and their hats. Right, you know, right. The Atlanta boy, this is it, boy. These sisters are everybody.
The brunches.
Hey, they got it, man. They brunches, uh-huh. Tea. Uh-huh. They got all these shows and stuff that going, man. And I'm talking about they sitting there, man. I'm, man, hey, I ain't gonna talk about nobody.
They say they hold a line outside to make us think it's crowded. Or something is really going on inside.
Boy, that's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Well, even you get in there, they might have a line in there, people buying stuff. Right. But at the end of the day, the cost of doing it.
Right.
I'm about to slip out talking about, you know, go some of them female houses, everything inflatable. Everything inflatable. The sofa, the bed, the table, everything inflatable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, they're sitting there, damn, God.
They can pay the rent. They
Gucci
can't buy no
Louis?
Food.
Hey. Hell. It's like a damn balloon fest up in here.
That gotta look good outside.
Huh? Everything.
That's their perception, though. They believe that looking good outside gonna bring them, you know, wealth from somewhere. You know, what they always say, money attracts money.
Money attracts money. Whatever.
That's the old adage, money attracts money. I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I mean, you got to be in them crowded circles, but if you attract money, you got to know how to hold a conversation with the money and talk to them, not about money. That's the kicker.
Shout out to all the lady with the blow-up furniture. I'm sorry.
Right.
But just that whole thing about it, when you say money attract money, but the thing of it is, who really got money?
Right.
You know, now you sitting there
that's perception. Like you say, she got Gucci, Louis, everything. Somebody might think she got money.
And this brother come in, he dating, you think he got this, that, and that, because his suit.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody.
And the guy next to him got on holy jeans and a t-shirt, and he the one with the money.
Hey, funding everything.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, even just those beliefs.
Right.
We're doing that. Me and Will talk all the time. And I get a Will's credit. Will's a very bright, inquisitive young man. But that's why we try to get all my children, even young people run across a lot, just think. Mm. Don't necessarily get the aesthetics confused with the reality of everything we're doing it.
Right.
To your point, man, I see a lot of homely looking, you know, millionaires and business folks that just really looking for opportunity. They care about less about how they look.
Right.
But you got some folks dressed to the T and you like, hey, man, you ready to do this? Well, man, let me wait
think
this.
About it.
Hold on, dog. I thought, you know, and you can really get your feelings hurt, especially in this city, in Atlanta, Georgia, if you're going off looks.
Man, I worked with a millionaire when I used to do them houses, flipping them houses before flipping was popular.
And I know he was a millionaire at least 10 times over. And we rolled in the most raggedy blue Ford truck, and that thing stank because he didn't waste the coffee in it, and it didn't spoil it and everything, but it was the dirtiest, raggediest truck. And I mean raggedy. But I seen this guy go to a house. He said, I want to buy this house, these two houses right here. And by the next weekend, he had all those houses. He had a whole block, a whole subdivision, 10 duplexes.
Hmm.
Oh, in one place in Duluth. He's like, I want these. I'm gonna see about these. And then next week, he said, I said, where we going? Oh, we going to go look at the duplexes I bought. Within a week, he had bought them.
Truck last time in mine.
Truck, he don't care nothing about the truck. Only thing he cared about was buying land, buying property, and going to every Hooters in America. That's all he cared about. But I'm just saying how easy that he saw them. He saw they was for sale. He thought about it for one day. He had it about a week.
Yeah. And you know how many times people will walk right past a person like that.
Uh-huh.
They got the means. They doing everything and stuff like that because, again, it don't hit them.
Right.
What we got? What we say, Shannon? Got TA Radio State. Social media also can give false notions. Things are often not what they appear to be. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can call in 678-740-9894. What's that?
678-740-9894. Call on in.
Yeah, call on in.
Don't be scared of that phone.
Yeah. Man, it just blow my mind. I campaign the hardest for this damn phone. I get the least amount of calls. Everybody show.
Get calls.
Man, I see Chris up tonight looking like he on the wheels of steel, man. I'm like, man, I'm campaign. I can't get it.
They show how the phone ring.
I campaign for it. Can't get nobody coming.
They say people who used to have the money don't worry too much about labels. They have it. They have it when they need when need to be, but it's not an everyday thing. That's true. Like I said, that guy, he had me. I know he did. I've seen this account. I mean, I've worked for him for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
All he cared about was buying them house. Oh, he liked woodworking. He had every woodworking machine you could think about in the basement. And these are not $200 machines. We talk $5,000, $10,000.
He selling whatever more hobby thing.
Well, he was woodworking, but he would sell some stuff. But that was just more of a hobby thing.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying?
Got
he
you.
Got probably $200,000 worth of woodworking equipment in his basement because that's what he likes to do.
Got
that's
you.
How he relaxes himself.
Got
but
you.
During the week, he out looking for deals. He's out looking for, but in that raggedy 1973 Ford F-150, the raggediest thing I ever seen in my life, he drove it, it ran fine, it started good, except for when it was cold, but didn't care nothing about that truck at all, period.
That's amazing.
Right.
Because you believe it doesn't make it right. Because you believe it doesn't make it right. That's what we're talking about tonight on our show. Again, we're streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Twitter. Make sure you call in or leave a comment in the chat. In regard, if you have anything to add to the conversation, the call-in number is 678-740-9894. Again, 678-740-9894. You know, I made a video the other day. I posted it, I think yesterday. I don't know if I... Only social media platform I think I put it on was TikTok. I don't know if I put it on or even on YouTube. Well, I asked the question, you look at a lot of these relationship gurus, especially the younger people, and I'm thinking they're probably under 40. Even you see people, the guys sit down, and they have the shades, and they looking all smooth.
Got the suit on.
Glistening and everything. A woman needs this. A man need to do this, that, and that. And you know, when I listen to people talk, now again, this is my opinion.
Right.
And when I hear guys talk, right, and especially giving advice about what men should do, what women should do, and all that, a common thing I think a lot of times people, when they've been laid out with game, is they'll reference the point or their knowledge or their opinion. You know, I used to see my daddy do this, my granddaddy did this, my uncle used to always do that, my big brother, the OGs in the neighborhood would just always say this, that, and that. And I be seeing a lot of these guys say certain things, females too. And I always wonder, where the hell you get that from?
Right.
Because, you know, you just sitting there, it's like that's a man, you know, giving a female perspective. Mm-hmm. And it's a woman giving her mama perspective. You know, you sitting there, where the hell that come from? A man should pay for all of this and do that. And you be wondering, like, I never hear my daddy pay for everything.
Right.
Or I see my uncle or my grand. I don't hear that.
Right.
Not saying that didn't happen. But I really don't hear, like, what is that point of reference?
Right.
Because a lot of times, like, I'm going to say this, we can roll with a lot of stuff if you can give me some kind of, you know,
why you believe that.
Or an example of that in place, right? And when I hear a lot of them guys saying, well, people should do relationship-wise, men should do this, and you should be the lead of this, that, and that, and that, with certain things. And again, I think I'm a damn straight alpha male. I mean, anybody know me know how I am with certain things, but I'm also a damn realist. I do know at the end of the day, when you're in relationships, you that capacity, you know what the hell you can make as a man. You know what you at capacity with you and your old lady can make, and you trying to make some unrealistic expectations of moves based on your income, your kids.
Yeah,
and you can't only do so much with two arms and two legs, right? And I think what I hear people say,
24 hours a day,
exactly. And so when I hear people say certain things, I always wonder, where they get that from, right? Where they get that from? It's a radio says, so many of our beliefs do shape our realities. We see what we actually look for, adage. We see what we actually look for, adage. I got this on my site, man. Thanks, I appreciate that. But you think about that, Lael.
Uh-huh.
We hear so many times, you see the sisters and everybody sit down and get their opinions. I be wondering sometimes, where they come from? Because I'm going to say this. And I think I was raised by a man's man, old school and stuff, you know, and I ain't saying everything he did was right. I ain't saying a lot of stuff he did was wrong, but I had a tangible example.
Right.
And when I hear things, certain things being said, like, it is what you know, you see it in action, but it's just how you feel.
Right.
Right? Because, you know, when we start talking about opinions and facts, we know opinions can be how you feel, or could be just, you know, what your perception, your experience in life, it dictated you to just say certain things. But we know facts are what? Irrefutable.
Right.
You know, it was irrefutable. We know this is, you know, what the date is, what time it is, you know, in this particular time zone, you know, what race you are, this, that, and that. You know, those things, you just can't refute that. And we can just go back and forth and try to just, you know, people will say, well, you're not black, you're Israelite, you're Moor, you're this, that, and that. And we can get in all that.
Right.
But you know, at the end of the day, your race, whatever, you know, your ethnic group or whatever, we can just debate where you might have stemmed from, but you know what you are. And I think sometimes people get too caught up into how they feel or what they believe in. This is how people should think. And it's very, very dangerous. And that's why I want to have a show tonight to kind of, you know, go into that a lot, because even we was talking to some brothers the other day. They were talking about kids going to, you know, at the graduation, not getting caught up with student loans and going to get a job and doing certain things. Why you want to get caught up in that? And I was sitting there, I was just getting my personal opinion. I was just like, well, I'm always going to push education.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe college ain't for everybody.
Right.
But I always say this, and I'm very, very frank on this. You have to be realistic with yourself in regards to, one second. You have to be realistic with yourself in regards to, what's going on? Okay. You have to. You have to be realistic with yourself in regards to what that damn call came in through every damn thing, my whole train of thought. You got to be realistic with yourself in regards to what kind of potential you can have without certain training.
Okay.
Right, we can start, you know, just
right, say, okay, how far you can go up the ladder, you know, if you ain't been trained with.
Exactly. It was a video I seen where a guy was saying he was a welder. And he makes as much as a lawyer and a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he really knew what the hell surgeons and some attorneys make.
Right.
Now, and also the extra time you have to spend welding to do it. Not saying you can't make money. Not saying you can't make good money. But, you know.
You don't have that much time to that. I mean, if you got attorneys making $1 million a month. Because you can tell some attorneys that make a lot of money.
Well. And then it's a $200,000 you can make in one occupation. Well, your back be sore at the end of the year, and one of them, you don't even feel shit.
Right.
I mean, I'm just being real with you.
Your hands are soft as baby's as butter, because you don't do that hard work. You open a couple of books and push a couple of keyboards.
Now, your personal interest, you don't want to sit in the office, you don't want to do this, that, and that. I get that part. But I think sometimes when people feel a certain way, because, again, their personal experience or their personal knowledge on a certain subject, they'll say that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if when I went into the military, It was a funky time for me, and PJ experienced it too. Typically, when you decide to go in the military out of high school, you don't really get a lot of fanfare.
Okay.
Because everybody, you know, want folks to go to college. You say you're going to military, but it's white man army. So he's not really a lot of reaction.
Hoorahs.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And it's kind of, you feel kind of funky about it because. You know, everybody happy about going into college or, you know, going to do something, and you just like, I'm going to military or you going to war. And a lot of time people's stuff was based because I remember at that time, what was that? I don't know if it was Minister Society or one of the other movies in the mid-90s were coming out, and it was something about it's a white man's army or something like that. But that's why I was getting a lot of time. I come back home, and a lot of my buddies in school, you hear the guy saying that kind of stuff. Now, keep in mind, I'm probably got more educated than a lot of them cats.
And for free.
Yeah, for free. But I'm not knocking it. But again, a lot of, even younger people, who was all in our early 20s and stuff, we were basing a lot of our opinions based off experience. You know what I'm saying? And that was very disheartening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you hear certain things, it was very disheartening, just what some people were saying.
They hadn't even experienced it.
Yeah.
Now, see, on my end spectrum, is different. My uncles were already in the military for some years. They was in the Marines for a while. And when I said, for one, I was too young to go to the military when I graduated high school. But when I said, well, if I don't get the grants going through, I'm going to go ahead and go to the military to pay for my college. And my uncle said, no, you can't go to the military. I'm like, well, y'all in it. Yeah, but you can't go. I was like, why? I can't go because it's just military, just something different. This is their opinion. Now, they say this is their opinion, but if they could prevent me from going, they wouldn't want me to go.
Let me ask you a question. With that said, do you wish you had a win?
Yes.
And the reason why you wish you had a win, what is that?
Well, I think if I would have went, I would have had a better career. My career path would have been a little bit more, because I would have stayed in. I wouldn't have got out.
You know,
I know this for a fact.
I'm going to tell you why I asked you that. I remember when I was getting out of the Army, one of my OGs in the neighborhood said to me, I seen when I came home on leave one time. I'm like, yeah. They're like, how you doing, Poochie? I'm like, I'm fine. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm finna get ready to get out and everything. And I remember he said to me vividly was, man, don't get out, you're not out here.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing in my mind, what the hell you mean? I ain't staying out here.
Right.
You know, I'm getting out going to college.
Right.
But his whole thing was to, what you said probably with your uncles, their experience, what they done. Mm-hmm. Like, you told them, I'm on a whole different wavelength. I'm on a whole,
right,
from
right.
What y'all think, right. What y'all doing. Y'all, I'm on, I already see the different steps I can, and the opportunities I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But, and people are based that,
mm-hmm.
on that. And even when I was in, like, there was a lot of people like, man, don't get out of the Army because there's no jobs like that. How the hell y'all know?
Right.
Like, y'all in here like me.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That's what they heard or what they think or their fears, right? But I remember that just, he was like, man, don't do that. And when I got out and I seen him a couple times, he had looked like, boy, what you doing? You want to do this? And like, no, I'm going to school.
Right.
Like, that was just, you know, not even, couldn't even be, he couldn't comprehend it. Mm-hmm. He understood what I'm wanting.
Right.
I said comprehend, like, nah, that wasn't even, you know, thought of. Like, mm-hmm. I was just running my mouth, just talking. No, but I actually had a plan.
Right.
You know, just like you said, like, look, man, if I went in, I probably have been sergeant major.
Right.
If I could have did this and that, because right. You already know.
Well,
how
I,
you think
I already knew what
that.
I was going to do. Go to college, get my degrees, get not only go to officer school, all that other stuff. I already knew my plan. But since I was too young, for one, I would have had to wait a couple of years. That probably, that slowed me down because I didn't want to wait. I knew that I didn't want to wait in my neighborhood until then.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they were telling me their experiences and what they experienced. I'm like, okay, I get it. I
it's
understand.
Your experience.
But that's, you know, and they're like, no, you don't need to go. You don't need to go. I forbid you to go. I'm like, well, we, but then at my same time, I was like, y'all went, and then they stayed in for 20, 25 years.
Yeah, but to your credit, you listen. But on the flip side, that's why sometimes where my strong way I believe, they don't necessarily make it a fact.
Right.
And sometimes you got to be objective enough. Well, you know, so I always try to lay out to people, well, this is what I did. This is how it worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
You do it, it may be something
right.
different. Right.
Right.
And that could be interactions with people. That could be job experiences. Mm-hmm. That could, you know, go to a restaurant. I've been places where, like, man, food wasn't that good, man. They
right.
had me waiting for somebody else. Like, man, we had a time in my life. We had the waiter of the year.
Right, right.
This, that, and that. I'm like, you sure?
Right.
I'm talking about the one in Atlanta.
Right.
How the, I mean, yeah, the one, you know, down. Right. No, you like, no hell. No hell.
Right.
But it happens, right? And I just think sometimes people are just so stuck on
what they believe.
What they believe and what they experience and stuff. So what I do want to give to everybody is a challenge to take the opportunity to know, you know, everybody had different experiences, different occurrences of what they do in life. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And just kind of like, know that your experience is not necessarily going to be actually the truth
mm-hmm.
of everything. And take it upon yourself to try to gather as much information.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a good experience thing. My experience, your experience, everybody's. If somebody like my son came to me and said, man, I want to get married, my experience would be, no, don't do that. Don't get married. It's not worth the stress and the headache to get married.
Yeah.
But that's my opinion. That's my experience. What I experienced with being married was not a good thing. So, of course, I'm going to pass those experiences to him and say, hey, that ain't it.
And
it might be totally different for him.
And even knowing you, I know you're going to lay out, this is why.
Right, right.
Now, if you say, hey, this, that, and that, I'm good, that, and I'm like, okay, cool.
Right, but right.
I'm just telling you this, how I feel,
right.
This is why. And, you know, they can be hit or miss. And I do think a lot of times, to be honest with you, not even being negative is, you going off, hey, you get some OG game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, okay, cool, that is me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not only is it me, it happens a lot more than people think.
Cause mm-hmm.
I got strong opinions on certain things, too,
right.
that I did see here with my kids, brother, but this is what daddy went through.
Right.
And I tell my kids sometimes, look at that, I've seen this move before. Of what you doing.
Right.
And I see what path you're heading down. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, you try to have those kind of conversations. And if they listen, they listen. They don't, they don't. I think our obligation sometimes is to have a conversation. We got to dwell too much what we're going down it.
And your kids have had that of their own opinion. Be like, well, that's just how you that was how you experienced it.
Yeah.
Mine gonna be different.
Mm-hmm.
And you let them experience it, it'd be exactly the same as you experienced. But it's just like we believe those things because we've experienced them. Our beliefs. Let me ask you a question. Do you think because we believe it, because of our experience, that does make it right in our reality?
No, it made it the reality that we had.
Right.
But that doesn't necessarily make it, you know, a reality or a truth because everybody got different constraints and conditions when they experience something.
Okay.
I go into a situation in business, I can have little experience, little money, little connections and everything. Like, you go into the same way where you got money, you got experience, you got, you know, exposure.
Right.
And take off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just say they were hating. And right. You just say, you just didn't know the right damn people.
Right.
Right? You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's why a lot of times, you know, our vantage points are where we at in life. We stuck on that, right? You know, and I've seen that far too often just with, you know, an organization like I know, like the 100.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, and I've never been in a fraternity, but I always tell people, when you get into certain things, people get affiliation confused with a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you get into certain organizations, you figure, okay, I'm a network, I'm meet some people, this, that, and that. But when you get in there, like, damn, they stand off. Mm-hmm. I joined here. I thought he broke, you know.
That was going to be tight.
Now, it's not that they going to get my, hey, what's up, brother? Give you some dab, give you some love, speak to you, have a drink with you at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't necessarily do no business deal because they don't have a relationship with you.
Right.
They got affiliation with you, so they might be inclined to speak.
Y'all in the same
rap,
group.
Rap with you, exactly. Right. But y'all necessarily going to have a relationship together. How do you get a relationship? You got a man, hey, bro, let's tell you what you need, this, that, and that, once they get to know you. And the relationship is built over time.
Right.
You know, hey man, you help me with this, I help you with that.
Right.
It ain't no ulterior motives. Now we got a relationship together.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see folks being inclined, like, hey man, you know, let's do this deal, this, that, and that. But typically, when you have an affiliation, y'all just know each other.
Right.
And
right.
I see far too often people join certain things, be a part of certain stuff, they can't make it happen, and they leave bitter. Man, I ain't want to do them jokes, they want to do this, do that. It's not that. You just didn't have a relationship. We know business is mostly built on relationships.
Right.
Not necessarily affiliations.
Right.
That's
right.
Why I say a lot of this going to this whole, you believe one thing, but it ain't necessarily how it is.
It
right?
ain't how it goes.
Because,
right.
you know, like I said, my experience and your experience, will experience, everything can be totally different because, again, everything, different stuff going on. So, again, I do encourage people to try to do as much research as possible with certain things with going into it. But look, man, I enjoyed the conversation and everything. Appreciate everybody tuning in, commenting and everything. Love you all and stuff like that. We're going, tax season going great.
Going excellent.
Going excellent and everything. So
busy,
I appreciate it.
Busy.
Busy. We still chuckling along with everything. But continue to support Change the Life, hosted by yours truly, Deontay Bird. And also continue to support my other YouTube channel, Mr. Short Dollar. We talk about personal finance, business, entrepreneurship, and investing. Y'all take care of yourself. Enjoy your weekend. Oh, one give a quick note. A close friend of mine passed on today. I think they had a balloon release of LaShawna Martin of Hambrick. Pumpkin. She passed. Pumpkin passed a year ago today. They had a balloon release for her, man. It's a big shout out to Pumpkin and her family. You know what I'm saying? He's still in there by the heart. It's been a year since she passed today, man. You know, that year done flew by and stuff like that. But we still think about you and miss you. And like I said, big shout out to her and her family and everything like that. And like I said, guys, remember, life precious.
That's right.
Love yourself. Love your family. Take care of yourself. And continue to listen to Change the Lives of Mr. Short Dollar.
Love yourself first.
Absolutely. Hey, look, y'all, take care of yourself. Be safe, everybody. Love you all. Take care, and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you.